ever own, guaranteed.
America tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. Boy, there's a lot to jump into, including what's happened here in our own backyards and, of course, overseas as well. You know, it's kind of a toss-up if we want to talk about Pakistan and what happened at the Naval Air Base, or if we want to talk about really the horrendous problems people are having as a result of the floods in Louisiana, the floods that are caused by man's hand. I think the greatest picture that I've seen, sadly, the agony in Louisiana and the floodwaters, is the picture where it looks like a house and the farmland, they're all on their own. They're all on their own, in other words. You know that whole, there's no man is an island? Well, this house is an island, and I'm sure you've seen it. In fact, I will post it on the America Tonight website, so you can, by the end of the night, we'll get that up there in case you haven't had a chance to go and look at some of the other some of the websites, or you just haven't seen the picture that I'm talking about. But it's a farm where they did a man-made block with, because they knew the water was coming up around them. Just a giant house. And somehow they managed to block the floodwaters off where everyone else around them just completely annihilated by it. So still sad on that front. And we know that this is going to be a story that plays out now for a couple of weeks, in other words. Heavy storms, not man-made stuff, but heavy storms slammed, you know, the Midwest, parts of the Midwest. A tornado ripped through Joplin, Missouri, and I was looking at some of the photographs of that, and boy, that was nasty too. I say it wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature and how wicked Mother Nature can be, and with a vengeance, Mother Nature really hung around on Sunday. Really hung around. We talk about overseas, as I said, we're going to zig and zag all over the place. This is how we roll here in America Tonight. You know, you have to hang on. And there have been a string of bombings in Baghdad. You always hate to hear that because you think of how much time we invested in Iraq. And if anything, you want to see the people thrive there. But there were a couple of different blasts. And this has been going on for the last couple of weeks. So there are some big concerns about, can this country protect itself? You know, the prime minister, the reluctant prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who's been the guy in charge from the very beginning, says he wants to meet with political leaders at some point to discuss whether our troops stay in Iraq beyond 2012, January 1st, 2012, because that's the withdrawal deadline, if you remember, one that he himself wanted to see come to fruition. So the more these bombs keep happening, I think there's more of a chance that we're going to see troops staying there. And these are a mix of car bombs, roadside bombs, that are hitting certain neighborhoods, Sunni neighborhoods, Shiite neighborhoods, and U.S. security forces, too. Somebody's obviously setting these up. Hello, yes, we know that. At first, you start with a car bomb, then four roadside bombs. That's what happened this time around in succession. This was near the federal police headquarters. Killed two, wounded 15 others, and that was that story. And there was a U.S. convoy on the outskirts of Baghdad that was targeted by a car bomb. And when the Iraqi police and soldiers went to investigate the blast, a suicide bomber standing nearby, this is scary, blew himself up and killed 12 people, including part of the Iraqi security forces, wounded 23. So there he was watching, boom, ready to give it up. So this is the question I ask you, America. I've described a couple of different things. I described these bombs on Sunday, the mix of the car bombs and the roadside bombs, neighborhoods, U.S. security forces, the idiot that was rigged and ready to be the suicide bomber once everybody approached him. Here's the thing. You watch all this happen. You see that now there's a flurry of activity. You know the deadline, January 1st, 2012. Do you say enough is enough and we're sorry and this isn't good, but we got to move on? We have to move on. We've invested the time. We've done it. We have a pullout date, and it's January. And by God, hell or high water, we got to make that date. Or no, we put so much effort, shed so much blood, so many families have sacrificed. How can we leave? We're going to have to keep staying in Iraq. We're going to have to continue to have a bigger presence than initially thought. What would you do? You're the new Secretary of Defense. You got to recommend something, get together with the rest of the Pentagon boys. And what's your advice to the president? Well, that's going to be up to Leon Panetta, whatever he advises to the press. I say at some point you have to just leave. I think there's a big concern here because I believe you're going to see more of these bombings. They're going to ratchet it up. And wasn't this the concern all along? That, geez, we're here so long. But what, you know, what's ultimately going to happen when we leave? This hour, we're going to talk about that. 800-259-5791. Keep that number handy. Also coming up this hour in sports shorts, who won the Preakness? Triple Crown, are we going to have one? Did Animal Kingdom do it or no? Did anybody win our Triple Crown challenge? I'm going to tell you. That's at the tail end of the hour. Plus, we're going to check your emails. We got a ton, just a ton of email over the weekend. A lot of it some jokes about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Some of you actually sent me the news about the Twisters that slammed into Joplin, Missouri. As you know, we have affiliates in Missouri. And some of you have concerns about the debt ceiling and will it be lifted. And then 2012, who's dropping out, who's officially declaring. Seems like more people are dropping out than declaring, but I think that's going to start to turn around. It's like a deck of cards right now, the GOP. Pick a card, any card. And it's Newt. I don't know. Who's it going to be this time? Michelle Bachmann, former governor of Minnesota. Paul Enny, is it going to be him? Who ultimately gets this nomination? I think more people are stepping aside than jumping in, but there's still lots and lots of people. Republicans who want that GOP nod for 2012. And it wouldn't be an hour here on America Tonight if we didn't give you the latest on the fallout from Bin Laden. An interesting story that I read over the weekend, that the older wives of Osama bin Laden think that the younger wife actually flipped on Osama bin Laden and tipped off the CIA boys. All that and so much more coming up around the bend here on ATN.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to America Tonight. When we started off the show, I said it wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about a bunch of disasters. But what really happens if some kind of a natural disaster or any other kind of disaster left us without power? I went to a concert earlier in the day, and I looked around, and everybody was texting, and they had their Bluetooth on, and, you know, and go anywhere and pay attention to, you know, sit at your airport gate and watch what's going on. We are all about the technical. I asked this question on our last show. How many computers do you have? What other kind of hookups do you have? And it turned out I thought I was kind of, you know, on the low end, but it turned out I was actually on the high end. What happens if it all goes dead? What happens in general? It's like the grid. What happens when the grid goes down? Whew. You get, man, then you're really holding your breath, aren't you? What are you doing? Do you have any clue what would happen? Seasoned journalist Thomas Lewis has been looking into this, and he can certainly fill in the blanks and answer, I think, some of the hard questions that we've been talking about for a very long time here on America Tonight. He wrote the EQ Index, and it's an annual survey of the environment of the United States for National Wildlife Magazine and the World Almanac. And he's also the author of Brace for Impact. Tom, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight.
You're very welcome.
So let's talk about the EQ index. Explain that a little bit more for the listeners. Flesh that out for us.
Well, it's no longer published, but for 8 years I did that for National Wildlife Magazine and World Almanac, and what it was an annual review of the state and trends of the environment nationwide. It's what got me into the field of concern that I have, because for all of those 8 years, and actually during that time I did a 20-year retrospective of EQ indexes, and each one for 20 years had shown things getting worse. We would have periods of improvement in such things as the ozone layer, which is one of the minor success stories of environmentalism, and we would have fishable waters return to Cleveland and Washington, D.C. But as these successes came about, at the same time, the underlying problems were getting far worse. I mean, we generally recognize that our rivers are cleaner today than they were 20 years ago, but at the same time, they're far more polluted with nutrients and with pharmaceuticals than they were 20 years ago. So while a few things have been improved, as somebody said sarcastically, we've managed to get the bowling balls and dead bodies out of our water supply, there's still a lot of stuff in it. And the other problems similarly have not shown much improvement. The danger to us as a society has been increasing to the point where I think the strain is now not survivable with respect to our food supply, our energy supply, our water supply, and in various other ways. And I reviewed it in the book Brace for Impact, the reasons why we should be worried about the kind of event that you were just describing with electricity. There are several areas in which we face growing dangers of serious disruption to our lives.
Yeah, talk about that. Give us a couple of quick hits. The electricity boom goes out completely. What happens then? I mean, it's down. It's not going to be fixed in an hour or two. It's down. Forget just your cable. Who cares about the cable at that point? We're talking about everything just across the entire United States. What would that do to us?
Well, it would disable us. And the thing to understand, I think, is that with this, as with a lot of other potential occurrences that are very, very real in their increasing likelihood, the misuse of the grid has brought it down in large sections of the country already. And I won't go into the technology of it, but industry is misusing the grid to maximize profit, just like they're misusing the air and the water and the land to maximize profit. At the same time, they haven't invested in it, and we have a very old grid. As somebody said, 100 years of this technology, and we're still using strings on sticks.
Mm.
So what would happen? The first thing to remember or to really come to grips with is that this is not a matter of having some food laid up in the pantry or some extra water in your bathtub. This is a situation in which you're not going to need supplies, you're going to need skills. And it's not a situation that you can prepare for overnight or by going out and getting a disaster kit from the local Mart. You're going to have to know how to do things that we've all forgotten how to do. It's going to be necessary to produce your own energy. And we do have the technology and we have the knowledge, and it's not that hard, but it involves some hard decisions and some serious changes in lifestyle.
Right. So you're talking about, I mean, seriously, like rubbing sticks together, right? You're talking about the old fire kind of stuff and candles and that kind of, it's just to get by at least in the very beginning. Am I right?
Yeah. And there's no question about that. And one of the proximate causes could be a solar storm, the kind of which we've had before, and the kind of damage. These solar storms occur all the time in random directions. The last time one hit the Earth was prior to our dependence on electricity. We did have electricity, and these kinds of radiation bursts just completely melt the system. And this, there's no reason for this not to happen tomorrow. It's a random chance kind of thing. But sustainable living, I mean, the thing that I tried to get across in the book is that what we have to do now, we, the passengers on this particular Titanic, have got to learn how to build lifeboats. And the lifeboat is sustainable living. And, you know, when you say, I get a little itchy when you say going back to rubbing sticks together. It isn't quite going back to primitive life, because there's a lot of the technology that we can take with us that'll last quite a long time. But it is a different kind of consumption. We've become used to this sort of heedless thing of when I need something, I flip the switch and it's there.
Yeah.
We're going to have to learn to think about our electric and energy consumption. You do that when you have solar. I have a solar installation that that can provide my basic needs. But boy, you can't just leave on all the phantoms, the energy eaters, and you're always on TV, and you're always on appliances, and your remote controls, and your battery chargers. You have to come to grips with what energy you use, why you use it, and whether you can afford to keep using it. So you have to make a lot of choices. You have to take responsibility for something that we haven't thought about as a people for decades. It's just always been there. And you can't just start doing that when the emergency hits. There's got to be some preparation and some learning. I'd like to talk a little bit about the food supply, because our very supply of food is in mortal peril, both from where it's produced in terms of the way we're destroying soil, and the manner in which it's delivered. We have a thing called just-in-time food delivery. People are not aware of the fact that there are no more food warehouses in cities. The food warehouse is the 18-wheeler that's going to arrive at 3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and the product is going to be gone by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If the whole country is set up that way, which means that if there's any interruption in petroleum supply, any natural disaster that interferes with the traveling of the big trucks, food is going to be gone in a matter of hours, not a matter of days. That's the way the whole country and much of the world is set up now.
Right.
Where
and
do
people
you get
just
food when you can't go down to the 7-Eleven and get food?
Right.
You can't start thinking about that on the day the food is gone.
And you're right. We have a society, I mean, all of us are guilty of it, where we flip a switch. It's like I said, when you look around the modern conveniences and then the gluttony, I guess, that all of us probably, if we looked around, many of us anyway, are guilty of it. You mentioned the phantom power, all that stuff, little things even that people could learn to do that they just don't do. They don't think about it until it's too late, when something has hit, and then they have no way to know what they're supposed to do. Tom, can you hang through with us?
Certainly.
Great. This is an interesting conversation. We're speaking with Tom Lewis. He's got a book out called Brace for Impact. Are you ready should something happen? It's your chance to get ready. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What happens when you can't get food, water, or energy? You got a family and you got to figure out what to do next. Do you have any idea whatsoever? It's interesting. We're having a great conversation with Tom Lewis, and his book is called Brace for Impact. I love that title. It's just Brace for Impact. If we have that impact, will you survive? Will you even have the first clue about trying to survive? Because, you know, you just can't call your family a couple of states over because nothing's working. You can't charge up that phone. You can't. You got to be able to rely on your own survival skills. Do you have any of them? And we were talking about the food supply. And, Tom, you made some great points talking about what happens when you, those 18-wheelers don't roll up. And you were mentioning that the warehouses aren't full of food. And do you think people... I think most people don't know that. They don't realize that there's nothing there.
It's a very precarious supply chain. The other part of it is that they've moved production of food to the parts of the world where it can be done most cheaply and with less environmental oversight and regulation, so that your food is coming. There was a recent study. It gets a lot of quotes, as I say in the book. The study says that the average item on your dinner plate has traveled 1,500 miles to get there, but that study was only of produce in America. When you factor in the fact that your tilapia is coming from China and your steak is coming from Argentina, And we're talking about fresh fruit and vegetables that are being transported by jet cargo plane halfway around the world to be consumed. And that supply line is extremely tenuous as we approach a thing called peak oil, which is another major threat that we're facing.
Sure.
People talk about running out of oil. Running out of oil is not the problem. Oil is about to become so scarce that not all orders can be filled regardless of price. And at that point, the world is going to be a very scary place, and it won't be fixable. So there are a number of ways. The irony that occurs to me is that while this is so, as long as we keep asking the question, how do we fix this? How do we fix it so that everybody is going to be okay? We're not going to come up with an answer because there's no logically possible answer to that question. But if the question is, how can I save myself and my family?
Yes.
The answer is relatively easy. Although there are hard choices involved, you can't continue to live your jet-setter lifestyle if you intend to survive what's coming. You've got to learn and practice sustainable living starting ASAP. We don't know the hour at which the breakdown starts to happen. We don't know the direction from which it comes, whether it's a natural disaster, the big earthquake in California. I've been pointing out, and I like to mention my website, The Daily Impact, which arises out of the book, in which I keep track of how these threats are in current events. I mean, right now, the flooding of the Mississippi River, for example, there's been almost no reporting on what would happen to this country if this historic flood should take out the old river control structure, which is a thing that nobody's ever heard of, that keeps the Mississippi from changing its course as it always has in geologic time and wants to do again. And this time it wants to switch over to the Atchafalaya River Basin and leave the port of New Orleans high and dry and take wipe out the lower stretch of the Mississippi River in terms of commerce from Baton Rouge to New Orleans. It would bring the economy of this country to its knees. Nobody has any inkling of how close we are to that right now with a 300-year flood rolling down the Mississippi and lapping at the edges of the old river control structure. These threats are everywhere, they're rising, and, my hair's on fire about it.
And you made some excellent points about that. So let's look at this just quickly. Give us some of those hits. Starting tomorrow, I think I have some survival skills, but I'm sure there are many more I don't know about. What would you tell, Tom, everybody listening, some quick things that they can just do right now to start learning how to be able to survive?
Learn how to grow food, and this is something that you can do in a city environment. I know people who are growing a great proportion of what they eat on suburban scale lots. You can grow an amazing amount of food on a small piece of ground or even on a piece of rooftop if you do that. Now, that condo or suburban yard is not likely to be sustainable or to be able to be lived on sustainably after the emergency, but you can be learning how to grow food, which is going to be one of the single most important skills. Start producing some of your own energy and dealing with those. Now, let me just go back to growing food. People think, oh, well, I'll start that the year I need the food. No, you won't. It's a complex kind of thing. It's not that difficult in terms of grasping it. But gardening is a pretty iffy thing, and you make
right.
a lot of mistakes, and
sure.
you lose a lot of crops. You need to be gardening for several years before you need to depend on gardening. And likewise with your power supply, start doing a little solar and start practicing. How would you live if you could only have, say, a few hundred watts of power part of the day? How could you scale back your existence to that? You're not going to know that. You're not going to be able to find it out after this long emergency begins. So start looking at it now. Now, to be truly sustainable, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave your city of choice. You're going to have to find a piece of ground that's large enough to sustain your energy production and your and your food production and your fiber production for you and your family. You're going to have to make that change if you really want to make it through this.
And where do you live, Tom? Because you talked about you have some solar, and where do you live?
Somewhere in West Virginia. No, I have a 20-acre farm in West Virginia.
There you go.
And what I get to that is people say, well, not everybody can do that. Well, that's right. And not everybody's going to survive this. There's no easy answer. There's nothing we can say to the person who's living in a high rise and utterly dependent on having every aspect of life brought to them. Cheaply. There's nothing we can say to those people about how to survive this, the kind of emergency that's bearing down on us.
Yeah. What about water is, of course, something that's tricky for lots of people. What happens?
We're in mortal peril in so many ways. From Las Vegas to Atlanta to New York City, our water supply is very much on the edge and very much dependent on everything going right all the time. New York City is getting its water through a system that part of which is made of wood. It was built in the 17th and 18th centuries, and they've got a main water supply that is so old and rickety they can't even drain it to repair it, because if the water was drained out it would collapse. And this is the supply for Manhattan. I mean, we are on the edge in so many ways. The Ogallala Aquifer that underlies the Midwestern states that all of our grain crops come from is being depleted at an amazing rate. This is fossil water. It was deposited by the ice age. It's not water that gets replenished. And it's just like oil. There's so much of it there. We're using it at an incredible rate, which means that one day, and there's no way to avoid the logic and the mathematics of this. If you have a finite amount of something and you're using it at an unbelievably fast rate, on a day in the future, it will be gone.
Sure.
What are they going to do when it's gone? I mean, most of our lettuce, our produce, comes from the Central Valley of California, most of which is technically a desert. They pump in the water from 80 miles away at subsidized prices and use it to produce lettuce that we eat in New York. What kind of sense does that make?
None.
That's how we have pushed the systems that we regard on, that we depend on for survival, to the very edge of everything from our topsoil, which is being destroyed at a rate that's just unbelievable. One of the most chilling statistics I ever came across was a Soil Conservation Service statistic that says, in the history of American agriculture, for every ton of grain that we've produced, food or fiber, not just grain, but we've lost an average of 7 tons of topsoil. Now make that arithmetic work into the future.
It can't.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, that is a scary statistic. But, you know, when you tell people this, I'm sure a lot of them just poo-poo. You're like, I don't want to hear this, Tom. Is that what you get?
Yeah. One of my favorite reactions to this sort of thing was a young gentleman that was interviewed. Every once in a while, the media rediscovers that there's going to be a terrible earthquake in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And they go out and do the man on the street. What is it? Do you have an earthquake kit? And my favorite answer was from a young man who sort of looked at the interviewer with a puzzled look and said, why? There's a 7-Eleven right on the corner.
That tells it all right there.
Oh, no doubt.
Wow, you were a delight to talk to. We can interview you in the future, right, Tom? You'll come
Absolutely,
back on.
Absolutely, anytime. And can I mention my website again?
Sure.
The Daily Impact. You can Google it and find it. The address is dailyimpact.net.
Dailyimpact.net. We got it. And the book, of course, Brace for Impact. Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate the time.
Pleasure talking to you, Kate.
You too. Tom Lewis. Interesting. He gave you some great information to chew on, no doubt, especially about the topsoil, huh? Well, if you're relying on the 7-Elevens, I think you're in real trouble. Better start gardening. I got to tell you, I'm not great at gardening, but I could get there, and so could you. On the flip side, we're checking the mail. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We're going to check the mail. But before we do that, one quick thing. I've gotten several pings from people on my iPhone about the tornadoes that I mentioned at the very top of the hour, Joplin, Missouri, just like a bomb went off in certain parts. Massive, massive tornado blasting its way across Missouri on Sunday. Just flattened blocks of homes, businesses, people frantically scrambling, trying to get through the wreckage. Hundreds and hundreds of windows blown to bits at a medical center where the patients were literally hustled away from the windows right before that tornado struck, or it could have been incredibly disastrous. In fact, most of the patients were evacuated into a parking lot so that they could get moved to other hospitals in that area. So they were standing there watching this happen. Boy, that would be surreal, wouldn't it? You're sick as all get out. Maybe you're hooked to a bag and you're standing there in a parking lot watching a tornado go by, slam into the outside of the hospital where you just were, and hearing the windows ping out, hearing them just blow out. And debris. See, this is the other thing people don't think about. I've described it where it looks like pickup sticks and things are blown apart. But if you're talking about a medical facility, a hospital, they say that when that storm hit, it had the debris spread about 60 miles away. So what was the debris? Medical records, x-rays, anything that you could imagine in a hospital. Just terrible stuff. 50,000 people, about 160 miles outside of Kansas City, boom, they were cut off. Travel anywhere near Joplin, forget about it. Interstate 44, forget about it. Shut down, baby. I mean, just clogged with all of these buildings falling apart. And by the way, the tornadoes, because I said the Midwest, the really bad damage was in Joplin, but not just in Joplin. Oklahoma, Wisconsin, one person was killed in Minneapolis. We've been talking a lot about twisters lately. A lot about twisters. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one is from Manchester. Manchester says, Kate, I have to tell you that I was in the middle of the twister. When I say I was in the middle of it, I was watching it with wide eyes, thanking God I wasn't one more block down the street. I watched this sucker swirl up and swirl things around, and it looked like just a lot of paper flying around as it tore down the street. I'm not quite sure how wide it was, but I know the base was pretty wide. It was a shocking thing to see, as I have never, as much as I have driven and lived in the Midwest, I've never seen a tornado such as this. I just pray for all the people who have been affected by this storm, and I thank God that I was a block away. All right, and we were just talking about that. We're talking about how terrible it was, and they're saying that they're predicting some more storms this week, and it's the typical stuff that I've described before. Cars flipped and that stuff. I think the hospital deal is one of the worst I've heard, though, where you just barely got all the people out and they're standing there in the parking lot. Okay, this one is from Chuck, who says, what's the scoop on Bin Laden? Last week you were telling us about the U.S. getting a chance to talk to the wives. What's the very latest on that? There hasn't been a lot of stories lately on the aftermath, I think, of Bin Laden, and it hasn't even been a month yet. What say you, America, tonight? Well, it's interesting you say that. I was reading a story. Somebody sent me a link to a story about the widows of Bin Laden. There were three. And that they're apparently picking at each other as they're being grilled, as they're, you know, in custody. So the two older wives are blaming the youngest wife for leading the CIA to the hideout. And what I heard quoted, or what I read that the guy quoted, the Pakistani official, he said it's just vicious. The older wives think the younger one tipped off the American or was tracked when she came to join him. And, of course, this was only 3 weeks ago. He was there living with all three of them, and they're blaming her for tipping off the Americans, tipping off the CIA as, you know, as to the whereabouts. But they're not getting a lot of, from what I understand, they're not getting a lot of information out of them. And that's what I think they were hoping for, to find out what they knew. And they're trying to say that, you know, they weren't involved in what was happening. And, you know, they didn't know much of what was going on there, who was coming and who was going. And there were children all over the place because they had all kinds of children. And so that was the other part of this. In the compound, there were definitely children there. And we know this. Of course, the CIA was watching Bin Laden from satellites and drones, and they would see what they called the tall figure walking around the compound, and that's what they, you know, that's what they saw in trying to figure out when he was and wasn't there. And he was always there because he never left the compound, but he would kind of be the shadow that disappeared when they were watching. Wow. And you know what's, strange, too, in talking about power and what do you do if the power's out? I guess the compound didn't use hardly any power. Because remember, he didn't do the thing where he was sending out emails from computers. A courier went to an internet cafe, and downloaded things and loaded up his messages. They had just enough power for a small TV that he had in his top bedroom on the top floor, which, of course, he was watching porn with or whatever, and enough for a little bit of light. And that's it. So when the sun went down, boy, there wasn't much happening in that compound, I don't think, anyway. I don't think so. So more details are starting to emerge, but I don't think those wives are going to really give up much. And it doesn't sound like they really knew very much to begin with. So that's not necessarily surprising. Okay, here's another one. This is from the fan man, Katie. Have you read the story about the fact that finally they got that scumbag who beat up the San Francisco Giants fan? Yeah, you know what? This just happened. There was some kind of a tip from one of the officers that led to them tracking down or arresting what they're calling the key suspect for that Giants fan who was outside of Dodger Stadium and got beat up so badly that he had to be hospitalized, and it just outraged everybody, in San Francisco, and many of the Dodger fans, too. So the suspect was being held. They're calling the suspect a primary aggressor, a 31-year-old guy. His name is Giovanni Ramirez, and this beating was so bad, it left the fan, his name's Brian Stowe, with brain damage. And was this just a random weird thing that happened? Was it specifically because they had the San Francisco Giants stuff on? And so, boom, they picked him out. I mean, we'll see what comes out of what they get out of this Ramirez character. He's held on $1 million bail, so I don't think he's going to get out anytime soon. The good news for the family of the Stowe family, anyway, is that they have somebody in custody, and that has to make them feel better about that, because they really have been combing the streets of Los Angeles, offering rewards, all kinds of things. I mean, I think the rewards were up to $200,000, something like that, and there was different descriptions because there were some cameras that they had that they could try to make out who the people were, but that's good news, because you figure, you know, maybe they'll get the rest of them anyway. And the Giants feel very good about it. They released a statement commending the LAPD for what they've done and also the support for the Stowe family, too. And the Dodgers have ponied up some money, and they've tried to help that family as well. Terrible, terrible thing. That's when you're taking the whole fan stuff just way too seriously, way too seriously. If you have any thoughts, send them to me through the website, americatonight.net.